Let's begin. Divide our class.
Pat Murphy, how you doing?
All right, y'all, let's go ahead and begin today. All right. James. Today, chapter 4. Seven. We don't say it this so much. Submit, resist, and draw the humble to be lifted up. Amen. That is because we are able to be able to control. I guess a good thing to put by chapter 4 and 3 is control. Amen. That is that we don't let our body control us, but we control it. Why? Well, there's wars among us. Amen. That's a battle between the spirit and the flesh. Amen. That's a fighting going on. Amen. And because we just don't know how to act. We don't realize who our Father is. Amen. And then number 3, we just don't realize that you can't be a friend of the world and be a friend of God. You got to make a decision whom you're going to serve. But one thing about verse 6, he gives grace. Amen. If we resist the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Now look at verse 7. Underline that word submit. That word submit means to give all in all. Empty it out. That's what that word means. That you literally empty it out. That you don't belong to yourself no more. So you just empty everything out. You give everything out to Jesus Christ. Like Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Like we've been studying the book of Exodus. I'm a jealous God. Amen. That God's a jealous God. He can't have all of us. He don't want none of us. So that word submit means that we literally just empty ourselves out. The flesh out. And then 1 Corinthians 6:19. We let the word come in. That is that we get rid of all that old bad stuff in us, amen, and begin to just build a new body. See, we submit. We just give all in all. We become a fool for Jesus, amen. Any way you want to call it, lunatic, fool, whoever you want to call it, amen. Literally, that's what you are, amen. You submit. And a lot of people are not able to submit because, number one, they can't master control. They just can't master control. It's a fight. It's a war going on. And either that war is going on because either you're still in the world or you're still playing with the world or you're around the world and that sin in the world is blocking the ability to be able to give it all in all. Now, you may half do it. You know, you may come in and say, well, 50-50 do it. You may be at 75% level, but with Jesus Christ, he won 100%. Amen. And sometimes we got to give 110%. Amen. But you got to be able to submit. You got to be able to realize, see, then number one, we all have sin. That's the first mistake a lot of people make. We come to church and we realize that the church, you think the church is going to solve all the problems in the church. We'll solve the problem in Christ Jesus. But we got work to do within the church in order to receive the blessings. Amen. Faith without works is what? See, faith without works is dead. See, so what I'm saying is that word submit, that is that word submit. You know, I'm looking at a study. They say in the average church, 25-30% of the people are working in the church. See, in a given membership, you only have maybe 25% come back on Sunday night, 25% come back on Wednesday night, and the other 75% don't. That's not a good statement. The reason it's not a good statement is because it should be 100%, amen? Amen? If we understand what we're studying here in relationship to submit, because if you don't submit, you're going to see, you can't resist, you can't draw, he can't humble. And when you can't be humble, you're not going to receive grace, amen? Because where sin is, God is not. And the only way God is going to be able to come with us, we got to have a humble spirit. The humble spirit. We got to be have a poor in spirit, as Jesus talked about in that Sermon on the Mount. So that word submit literally means that we just empty out. We just do examination. 2 Corinthians 13:5. We just look at our lives. And what you do, just look at your life. I look at my life every day, don't you? See, in an examination state. I look at my life, what I'm doing, where I am, who I'm with, where I am, why I do things, whatever it may be. And I give answers back to myself. You say, well, do you talk to yourself? Oh, yes, I do. I literally talk to myself. I literally talk to myself in relationship to me talking to myself and talking to God, too, through examination. That is when I say, well, you've been talking a little too much. You got a little bit too much pride. Are you a little bit too greedy? Or whatever it may be. See, and I begin to talk to myself in relationship because I don't want those attributes to control me. I know once they get a hold of me, the number one, I can't be submissive. See, and when I can't be submissive, the word of God ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. See, that's the reason why Paul said in Acts 20, when I departed, grieved woods with and not spared the flock, speaking perverse doctrine. He said those things because he knew self-will would in the end, see, if we don't have the ability to realize that there are wars, there are fightings among us. See, that's we have sinned and we are falling short of the glory of God. See, and that's what that means, see, that we just don't have the ability because we just have not emptied everything out. We just ain't laid everything on the table. You know, sometimes, you know, a husband and wife just have to lay everything out on the table and say, this is the way TI is. This is the way it is with our children. This is the way it is with our finances. This is the way it is. But what are we going to do about it? See, you know the way it is, but what are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue the same state that you're in and continue to have turmoil and continue to have these fightings, these wars? If you don't lay it on the table, I'm telling you, brother, it ain't going to go away. Because the devil's not going to want it to go away. Amen? See, the devil is happy, man. See, he's happy today because he got the world where he wants the world to be. It's from the White House all the way down to my house. Amen. See, he got the world. So that word submit, like we said, submit yourself. See, that's an individual thing. In Galatians 6, every man must bear his own burden. See, we can't submit as a group, but we submit individually. See, we've been studying and we've been talking about, you know, we're going to read through the Bible 1 year. Why? To edify, to grow. Well, I can't make you read. See, I can't come to your house every day and say, all right, you better read these three chapters a day. I can't even tell my wife that. I can ask her. I can say, have you been reading your chapters? I can encourage her, but I can't make her. You can't make nobody. Every man must bear his own burden. See, we can't do it collectively. Now, individually, because we are one. Amen. Because we are one and we agree, that's the thing that we need to do in a spiritual sense. Amen. Then we can submit together. But this is an individual choice. See, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people, but it's an individual choice. See, I can't control you. You can't control me. See, sometimes I hear people say, well, I know everything about my wife. No, you don't. You don't know everything about your wife. You don't know everything about your husband. You know some things about them. Amen. Because you can't control them. Now, you can encourage them. That's what the Bible talks about. We leave father and mother and we twain together and we be what? See, and hopefully through the power of the Word of God, you can be like-minded. You can speak the same thing in a spiritual sense that gives you directions in your life. Amen. But we still fight individual battles. See, we're talking about submit to yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, you're not with me 24/7, I'm not with you 24/7. The only thing that we got going with us collectively is the power of the Word of God and nothing else. And that's the driving force. See, before I go to Brother Hampton, that's what excites me about this reading together. Because, see, before we even begin that, you know a lot of people come to church but don't even read the Bible? I mean, don't even pick up a Bible? Don't even know what their Bible is? See, hopefully this might have been a motivational thing to get us to get in a habit. See, in a habit of doing it, amen? Like I told you, I suggest, you know, you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, get your clothes on, you got to be at work at 8, find a 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, lunchtime, whatever it be. You got to find time that's more comfortable for you. But you do it every day. See, and that's the whole point. Go ahead, Brother Terry. That's it. That's it. See, that's the power of understanding. Ephesians 5:17. So you know what the will of the Lord is. See, you understand through study. See, but you never study, well, how are you going to get the understanding? Or if you don't never study but listen to what everybody else say and don't prove it. See, you can listen to what other people say, but it may not be authority-based. And that's dangerous, too. See, that's the reason why denominationism is so strong. Because, see, we live in a world today, we hear things instantly, don't we? See, we live in a world today. See, that's the reason why the Birmingham News is going to be obsolete. Because, see, they can't keep up. They can't keep up with something happened at 10 o'clock. See, they got to wait all the way to the next day to put it out. Well, we already know. See, a lot of you on your phones, you know, when wrecks happen, when roads get blocked, you all might get messages from these TV stations letting you know. See, now they begin to beep, 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 when a storm comes. Say, take cover. See, before we had to wait till the 10 o'clock news until James Spann broke into our favorite TV show. See, but see, that's the point. And see, when you don't see the importance of the power of the Word of God to be able to submit, to be disciplined. See, to be disciplined. See, you got to be disciplined with the Word of God. You got to be disciplined. You can't do it one day, miss one day, do it one day. This is something you got to do 24/7, 365 days. Sometimes you got to do it two or three times a day. Amen. See, you say, well, I already did my 15 minutes. You see, well, sometimes you may need 30, 45 minutes to be able to submit yourself. See, he said, submit yourself, therefore, to God. See, through God. See, you can't submit yourself to God if it's not proven by authority. I really want to make that point because, see, a lot of times, and someone say, well, you shouldn't tell people not to read certain books. Well, why would you read something that's not in compliance to the Holy Spirit? You understand what I'm saying? Why would you read something what you are reading is in violation to biblical principles or spiritual principles? Because he says, submit yourself therefore to God. Now, when you submit yourself therefore to God, what God say is based on 66 books. Because if it's outside of what this book say, it's not of God. Amen? You understand what I'm saying? See, that's really why denominationism cannot be right, because what they're doing, or even we in the church, when we do things that don't comply to the book, is not of God. Because God sent it to the Son. The Son gave us a comforter. We have the perfect law of liberty. Am I right? So that's the reason why when you submit, you got to be able to prove it and go back to what he said. It got to be that understanding, not of what you say, but what the book says. Amen. That's that transformation. Hopefully this afternoon at 7 o'clock, when we through all day, that you can say that because I have understood to know I've been made just a little bit better, that I can be more submissive to God. Because see, when you can't make that transformation, if it's not based on God's authority, well, your worship is in vain. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of what? Men. Why do you think he said, well, if you got all against your brother, leave your gift at the altar. If your brother offending, go to him and him alone. Amen. See, you can't worship God in spirit and truth if you're not in Christ Jesus. You see what I'm saying? So he says, submit yourself therefore to God. And the reason why I'm saying that, because see, you know, I hear people saying, well, I'm going visiting. Well, I'm going there. I'm going here. Well, you have to be careful. Amen. I hear that word again. We have to be able to control what goes in and what comes out. 1 Corinthians 6:19. See, what goes in, what you hear, what we see. See, what goes in, it's going to determine what kind of control that we have. So that we be able to base to what we do. See, life. You know, life ain't nothing but a trip that we own. Hopefully, the end and destination is heaven. We're born in this world for a purpose. That's to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. That's the only reason why we're here. All the rest of the stuff, secondary, third day, fourth day, it don't even matter. It really don't even matter. But God has given us the perfect law of liberty, John 10:10, that we may have abundant life. And when we become a Christian, you got 21 books to teach you or teach us how to live here or how to make this trip easy. Amen. But see, the trip is not supposed to be difficult. This week is supposed to be difficult. See, this week is supposed to be hard. See, when you went through a week and when it was difficult, when you fought the devil all week, something is wrong. See, either you're not submitting, either you don't realize that you can't be a friend of the devil, either you're asked to the mist, something is wrong that you're not able to win this fight. But we're supposed to win every time. Not sometimes. Before we even fight the fight, we'll win the battle. Amen. He said we can do all things. My God shall supply. All things work out together for what good? We are more than conquerors. Romans chapter 8. See, we are all those things because, see, number one, we have submitted ourselves, therefore, to God. And when I say to God, by his authority. Because we don't do anything. Nothing. If it can't be proven what thus said the Lord. Do you understand me? So why in the world I'm going to sit there and read something that may be out of compliance, that don't have no authority, when it's going to affect my spirituality? When I know, when I stay within here, I'm going to be right. See, because ain't no error in here. Now you may say, well, there's some mistakes in the Bible. This is all I got. Because I ain't got nothing else. Amen. If I'm standing in front of God on Judgment Day, I'd rather be judged by this book, John 12, 48, or something some other man wrote. Amen. So do you understand what I'm saying? See, you got to stay in the book. And a lot of people, and I know, you like to listen to tapes, you like to listen to this, you like to read this, you like to say, man, have you read this great book? Have you read? Well, what book is greater than the book we already got? Amen. The Bible. For John 12, 48, Revelation 20 and 12, and the book's going to be open, another book's going to be open, and we're all going to be judged according to our what? Works. See, but you got to submit yourself. Understand, it's an individual thing that you got to do. And nobody can't do it for you. See, like you're going to school, somebody doing your homework. And then when you get in class, you give your teacher your paper. He said, John, what did you write? I don't know. Because you didn't do it. Y'all ever been there? See, y'all so good you hadn't. You understand what I'm saying? Submit yourself to God. Look what he says here. Then, point two, see, you can resist. Because the devil don't have no control over us. Amen. See, we've been sealed. Paul said we've been sealed with the Spirit. Amen. See, you stay within Christ Jesus, John 17, 17. We study Wednesday night. And we're sanctified them by thy truth. Thy word is true. See, the devil don't have no control over us. So how come the devil was all in my life last week? Well, you ain't submitted. It's the only reason why. And you know. Why my week was difficult? Why did I have a hard time? Why did this happen? The only reason why. That's a problem. Know that word is. You ain't told to submit. You don't have control. Because see, you don't take control in the spiritual sense, that is to realize. This is what you got to realize. Go back and look at what he says here. Just in chapter 4. Number one, there are wars and fighting going on among us. Number two, we lust, we have not. You kill, you desire to have. You cannot have, you fight, you war. Yet ye have not because you ask not. Don't it describe us? We're always trying to get this, go here, do this here. And we still don't get it. Because we ask not. Amen. Go to John right quick. In this minute more. John chapter 14 or 15. I'll read something to you. Gospel of John. See, in John 15. John 14, 14. See, John 14, 14, he says here, look what he says here. He says, Verse 13, back one up. He says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, through submission, amen, by authority, amen. He said, that will I do. Amen. Now, think about what you said back over here in James. See, James, he says, you lust, you have not, you kill, you desire to have, and cannot, you attain, you fight, you war, yet you have not, because you ask what? Not. Then Jesus says over here in verse 13, John 14, 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Amen. That the Father may be glorified in the Son, if you shall ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. Now that's just one scripture. The 21 books is full of them. Affirmatives. See, promises. Amen. That when we learn how to control and we don't let these wars and fighting that goes on among us, amen. See, if we don't let it control us, you know what a good exercise would be? Do examination, 2 Corinthians 13:5, and I do it all the time, is that get you a pad and write down things. I'm a creature of what I see. So I like to see things. See? It is, I can look and see, and I can see. I can see what beset me, who beset me. See, ask myself questions, and I begin to denote, is it my son? Is it his old JLB? What is it? Is it my weight? I mean, is it the food I eat? What's the problem that literally has control over me? Amen. Because see, literally since I've been on a diet and beginning to eat right, feel right, you know, food had took control over me. I got out of control. I'm just eating like I was crazy. I'm just telling you the truth. See, everything, man, 4 or 5 biscuits, man, ain't wasn't nothing to throw down. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? Don't you think I don't have it out of under control? I still fight with it. Went somewhere yesterday, to dinner. Man, you wouldn't believe what they had to eat. And someone said, you sure got a little bit on your plate? And everybody else had plates just rolling over. You ever been there? You know, 2 or 3 months, my plate would have been rolling over. And then I still ate too much. I literally ate too much. The dog gave me a little bitty piece of a cake. And after best cake. Come on, but a little bit of peace, John. It just started it all over. Because I wanted me another piece. And I kept looking at it, and people cutting pieces off of it. You've been that way. But see, it controlled me. So I had to know that. You see, we all have problems, don't we? See, that we have to learn how to control, amen, so authority can work in our life. I said, well, why are you telling us that? That don't interest me. Well, you need to be praying for me. Amen. I'm serious. Amen. So I can feel better. Sister say, oh, you got your new suit. I said, no, I just got what I can fit back in. Ain't that something? I've been staying to hang up for years. But I can put my body in it. So it's just getting out where I'm beginning to pull some old ones out. So don't y'all think that I'm buying a whole lot of clothes. It's just, but anyway, dog holding the hand, I'm going to move on. but you have to be able to identify, you understand what I'm saying? To be able to realize that those things that beside us are realizing what he says, because see, go back to what he says here. Verse 14, and you shall ask anything in my name. In my name. And I will, you need to underline that. I will do it. Not maybe. Well, today I give you, not anytime. If it be the Lord's will. See, but you got to be able to submit and resist the devil. And that's the key word, resist the devil, because the devil don't want us to be happy. What the devil do is give you temporary happiness. Amen. He'll give you something, you're so excited, you say you're highly blessed, highly favored, you thank the Lord for it, you make 3 flips and you just praise the Lord until the payments come. Or you make 4 or 5 payments and do well. Until maybe that 12th payment comes. If you ain't never been there, keep on living. Amen. Or you try to maintain it, you try to obtain it, you try to keep it, and then you begin to miss church to work extra hours to keep it because you got it the wrong way. But everything that we want, we don't need in relationship to understand what is the will of God. So it says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil. Then I like what he said, he will flee from you. See, he will flee from you. That is, he don't have no control over you. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit. We are a special vehicle, man. We are royal priesthood. We are peculiar. I mean, I just can't continue to name the attributes that we have. Amen. For being a child of God. Amen. And you know what drives me crazy? You talking about mindset terror. The denomination of people don't even have it, but they believe that they got it. Because the mind is a funny thing. The mind tells them that they have that. Why do you think these prosperity churches are so popular? Why are these prosperity churches that they can tell you and they believe so strong, John, bring me a check for $5,000. He said, okay. But what? It don't make no difference. Let's do it in Jesus' name. Like somebody told me over that worship center, the man said, he had a preacher. He said, bring all your credit cards here. Throw them at the altar. I said, what happened? He said, you're going to be free or dead. I said, what happened? He said, people came through all the credit cards up there at the altar at his feet. I said, what happened? They said, it takes time. I said, did you get your credit card back? But they believed that, didn't they? See, and they believed that. Amen. A preacher probably went on a spending spree. And literally, all we have to do, brother, we all have adversities, don't we? We all have situations. We all have gotten ourselves in situations, amen? But identify what it is. Identify that there have been wars and fighting among you. Realize, amen, this week as you go through this week. See, just settle down. Be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the Lord. Submit, looking to Jesus, who the author and finisher of your faith. Submit ye first to the kingdom of God. And submit and identify and say, you don't have control over me no more. I control you. But how are you going to say it if you don't see it? If you don't identify. You understand what I'm saying? Because all we're going to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to sit in life, and we're going through this life. You remember I told you on a journey? And see, for whatever state we find ourselves in, we're going to learn contentment. Amen. Am I right? See, you ain't got to have. I just got to have that. You ain't got to have it. You want to have it. Amen. And we all have said that. I just got to have that. I saw those pretty shoes. I just got to have it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And you're already strung out. Amen. See, and you list those things and submit. Then he say, you resist the devil and he will flee you. Now, another point. See, once you list, then say yes or no. Are these the works of the devil or the works of the spirit? Just make you a check on. Are they the work of the devil? Are they the work of the spirit? Are they the work of the devil? It may be your children. It may be your husband. It may be your wife. See, the devil is not partial. Whenever the devil can get in and attack, that's the way he's going to attack. Amen. Because see, the devil wants you. The devil wants you. The devil wants foul Paul. Amen. That's the reason why, brethren, listen to me. We need to really unify. We need to unify like we ain't never unified, like the Tower of Babel, because they were one. Amen. We just need to unify. Amen. We need to catch on, man, to this reading, man. You need to be submitting your stuff. Amen. Because, see, the whole purpose is that we're going to grow and we're going to edify. Because the devil don't like foul Paul. See, Randy said Wednesday night, they are talking about us. And that what he said? He said, they're making fun of foul Paul. Because he's not happy. He's not happy what's going on here, amen? Because, see, we need to get along with the status quo. Because they doing it, everybody else is doing it. See, let's get on the bandwagon. See, let's do because they do. You know, if it can't be proved by authority, guess what? We ain't going to do it. Amen? Because, see, if we go outside of God, we can't submit. We've lost control, amen? Am I right? And guess what? Long as you're breathing, you still got hope. And what I mean by that, you can say, well, you're sitting there and say, why that, he talking about me. Well, that's all right. You can straighten it out. What happened last week don't have to happen today. Amen. You can make a decision right now. Am I right? To straighten it out. Someone say, well, have you stayed on your diet all the time? No. I've had several birthday cakes come through my house. Did I eat something? Yeah. Ain't always been that way. Do I walk like I need to every day? Sometimes I say, well, I sure need to get up and walk. And then I say, well, it's just a little hot today. I begin to make excuses. Oh, wait till this TV show go off. I'm going to get up and do it. Then I find myself not doing it. Because, see, what I did, I play with my mind. You see what I mean? So what I'm saying is, yeah, we all have sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. Sure, there's going to be time when we don't do what we need to do. There's going to be time when you're not going to read like you need to do. And you might need to catch up or you may get behind, but that's all right. Don't stop. Because that's life. Amen. That's why the Bible says we got to continue looking to Jesus. Got to stay looking to Jesus. Stay in the Word. Amen. Because I'm telling you something. It will work. The more you study, the more you pray, the more you assemble, the more you be around other Christians who can edify you and build you up, it's going to get easier and easier and easier and easier. And that devil is going to be gone. He ain't going to be a part of your life. Now, on the other side, you can't come here and then be all around spirituality and leave here and then get back in the world. You can't do it. I'll be around the people. And you hear me saying all the time. You know, and I tell my wife that she know that. We don't have buddies. My wife, my buddy. We don't have friends. I know people. But they ain't my friend. I got that got pop up at my house. I'm going to pop it there. Oh. Because I'm careful. See, about where I go and what I do, who I'm around. Because I still know I got some demons. Maybe that's not the right word. I have problems that I wrestle with. Now, they're under control. But I don't tell you when them jerks are going to drop out. But that's really, I got to stay in that word, amen. See, I got to continue to submit so I can resist the devil. But when you keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your eyes on authority, to have the understanding so you can know the will of God, so you can know 1 John 5:13 that you can be transformed. See, life's going to be a lot easier. That's the way life's supposed to be, folks, as a Christian. Amen. Remember, Peter said, if you're going to suffer, suffer as a what? See, it don't make sense to call yourself a Christian and say you're a member of the Lord's church and catch hell. Do that make sense? Amen. See, and that's exactly what he's saying. Y'all with me? Then verse 8, we got about 3 minutes. I don't have time to hit back. Draw. Now look at that word draw. So submit, empty out. Draw means to put back in. See, you empty everything out of the flesh, then you draw it by putting everything back in. Right? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. See, you draw. See what we're doing now? We're drawing. See, we're putting everything back in, aren't we? See, we're putting everything out. We got everything out. Amen. By emptying everything out. Now what we're going to do, we're drawing. See, every day you read, every day you study, every day you pray, everything that you do, see, you're drawing back to him. Amen. Because I know and you know. I know and you know that as long as you got the word in you, amen, that give you understanding that you may know the devil got problems. See, he got problems. That's the reason why, let me tell you something. Husband and wife, don't be fooled. John, as good a person you are, as good a person in character, I'm not saying it's impossible, it's difficult for you to want to understand, to know, see, and to transform when you got somebody pulling against you. You understand what I'm saying? That's hard to do. I'm not saying you can't do it. In 1 Corinthians 7, he talks about believing an unbeliever. He said, don't lead an unbeliever, hopefully by your light, that you may transform the unbeliever. But boy, that's a dangerous game to play. That's a dangerous game to play. In relationship, to twain together. Because see what it's supposed to be. See, y'all help me. She helped me. See, y'all are a two-way system that works. That is, that you encourage her and she encourages you, but you got to be guided by the same spirit. See, never in an antagonistic way. See, you hear me say, my wife not only my best buddy, she my best friend. See, I got a business even named after Aldo. Somebody say, what does Aldo mean? Well, Allen Dog. That's where Aldo Shoes even came into being. It's a company called Aldo Shoes. Somebody said, do you name it out there? Nah, we had it first. God know what Aldo stands for. I don't know what they shoes mean. Amen. Because see, she's my best friend. She's my best partner. See. And that's the way it's supposed to be in relationship. How your week going to be a blessed week, an easy week, when you got somebody in the world that can't control what you're trying to control, but you can't control that. You can't control that. Amen. All somebody have that power is her. Now, you can encourage. Amen. You can pray for. But it ain't going to work. I'm telling you, it ain't going to work. Because that devil know that he got somebody on his side. I'm just using you for example. Okay? The devil know he got somebody working for him. And the devil going to do everything he can to get that person to pull you from what state you in. Y'all with me? It's going to be difficult. One day may be good. You may talk and say, let's have a good day. He said, okay, I'm going to have a good day. It'll last for a little while. The devil's all right, enough. Time to go back in the hell state. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You've been there, amen. Amen. See, the devil know that as long as he got your mindset, see, the way he wants you to be, because you can't resist because you hadn't submitted. You can't draw because you hadn't resisted and you hadn't submitted. See, he got you where he wanted to get you. Amen. See, but you got to go back. And that's the whole part. Go back to James one more time. And I want you to see it. We're going to wrap it up. We'll pick it back up next Lord day, if it be the Lord will. That is, see, there are wars and fighting going on. Do you not know that? Amen. Did you have any last week? You need to identify them. Possible big fight Thursday night. Boy, I had a big fight yesterday dealing with that real velvet cake. That one was real velvet cake, full of nuts. Man. And when she gave me that little bit of peach there, and I ate that little bit of peach. Then I got on Facebook this morning, and then you had a cheesecake. And you put it on early this morning. I was on the internet at 6:30 already. Big old birthday cake. Today her husband's birthday. I said, man. You understand? See, but that's life. See, that's the wars and the fighting that go on. See, among us, amen. See, we lust, we have not, we kill, we desire, we cannot obtain. Why? God, we're not acting right. A mist is when you don't do it by the authority, amen. That you do it because you want it. You don't need it. Most stuff we buy, we don't need. Amen. Most stuff we go buy, we don't need. See. I went to the dollar store. Well, I ain't gonna tell you that. Y'all with me? We out of time. Boy, ain't it good being a Christian? Ain't it wonderful being a Christian? Wow. Ain't that something? Devil, you ain't got no control over us, amen. Let me give you one more. Then we'll stop. Ephesians 4:32. bought in your coat. All right? Ephesians 4:30. Everybody there? See, what we said today, everything that we said today, see, you hear, but you're not here. You hear, but you don't hear. See, and when you do that, you grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whereby he has what? Sealed us unto what? Redemption. See, that's the power of the Word of God, right? That's everything done by authority. That is that when we hear it and we can prove it, when we understand it and we know it and we apply it, number one, a sealing go around us. That the devil, like Job, can't touch it. See, you got a protection. See, nobody can't see it. Amen. See, that's really why when you hear people talking about you, just keep on walking. See, when you see things that you lust for, you have, you care for, just keep on walking. Y'all with me? Because you've been sealed. But see, the only way that sealing gonna take place through redemption, that is, the Holy Spirit got to be applied. The Word got to be applied. You can't grieve it. Amen. Because a lot of people come to church and leave the same way. Because there's no change. They just don't change. See, I heard people say right here, but Brother Lyle, you can't tell me, Brother Lyle. They said out loud. Right in this building right here. That is when you reject teaching. See, when you reject and you let yourself will in the end. See, you lose that ceiling. That is that you know that if you wake up every morning, you need to be protected, amen? Don't we? Because we're going in the world, y'all. Do you realize everything around us sin? Ain't but two ways you can be, right or wrong. Am I right? Either you can be in Christ Jesus or outside of Christ Jesus. You can't be halfway, amen? Either in the church, amen, or you're out of the church, amen? I'm not talking about in the church. I'm talking about the church that Jesus built, amen? You can't be in the other way. See, y'all see it a different way. See, y'all hear people at work say, well, I know I got Jesus in my heart, and they're talking that smack. Come on, that's smack. If it can't be proven. Amen. So when you leave here today, applications ain't played. See? Because you just want that seal. Because that devil going to be throwing fiery dots. Amen. All right. That's the reason why this is powerful. This is powerful. Amen. And I tell you what, people in the world are going to say, I want me a copy of this here. They don't need it. The only thing they need, Acts chapter 2, 36, 37, 38, 42, 47. Acts 8, Acts 16, Acts 10, Acts 18, Acts 9, Acts 22. That's all they need. Those are examples of what other people did to be saved. Based on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and what? All this is for 21, am I right? That's for us. To keep us sealed, right? Am I right? And boy, if you're not using it, you're making a terrible mistake. I'm telling you. Because this will solve a lot of problems. Amen. And we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. Hey, if you want a new sheet too, I changed the old one out and put a new one in. We got that too. This is the new handout we just did. I changed my old one out and put a new one in. So see, Brother Brown, he'll get you one of those. We're going to stay up to date, amen. My back, I'm going to go out. Let me hush. I got to go out there and get you number 6. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank thee for the many blessings you bestow upon our lives. Now as we go and continue worship thy service, be with us, God, and protect us. In Jesus' name we say together, amen. Thank you, brother. Enjoyed it so much.